This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Northeast is becoming a country's destination for energy and semiconductors. He highlighted that the Northeast is the most diverse region for the diverse India, and its diversity is the nation's strength. Inaugurating the Rising Northeastern Investors Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi stressed that it is important to develop Northeast region in order to build a developed India.
आज देश में सेमीकंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम को मजबूत करने में भी नॉर्थ ईस्ट असम की भूमिका बड़ी हो रही है. बहुत जल्द नॉर्थ ईस्ट के सेमीकंडक्टर प्लांट से पहली मेड इन इंडिया चिप देश को मिलने वाली है. इस प्लांट ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट में सेमीकंडक्टर सेक्टर के लिए अन्य कटिंग एज टेक के लिए संभावनाओं के द्वार खोल दिए हैं.
The Prime Minister stated that the East means empower, act, strengthen and transform. He pointed out that there was a time when Northeast was merely called the frontier region, but it's emerging as the front runner for growth. Mr. Modi urged the investors to explore the different sectors across the Northeast region, saying that the Northeast is now becoming the land of opportunities. Prime Minister Modi said that his government follows a policy of zero tolerance, be it terrorism or Maoist elements spreading in the unrest. Germany has fully supported India's right to defend itself in terrorism. The External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met the gentleman, German counterpart Johann van der Poel in Berlin. After the talks, the German minister condemned the terrorist attack against India. Mr. Van Poel advocated that the bilateral issues between India and Pakistan during the meeting, both the leaders discussed the ways to strengthen the deepen and strategic partnership and the identified areas of the potential avenues. Later, jointly addressing the media, Dr. Jayashankar said that the German government has conveyed its understanding that every country has the right to defend itself against terror. Dr. Jayashankar is on an official visit to Netherlands, Denmark and Germany. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a review meeting in Andhra Pradesh, Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu in New Delhi on the implementation of the three criminal laws in the state. The meeting was attended by the Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, the Chief Secretary of Andhra Pradesh and the senior officials of the centre and the state. In a statement, the Home Ministry said that the implementation and the present status of the various new provisions related to the police, the prisoners, the courts, prosecutions and the forensics will be reviewed in the meeting. The Chemical and Fertilizer Minister J.P. Nadda chaired the meeting of the CMDs and the major fertilizer companies to ensure the uninterrupted availability of the fertilizer for the upcoming Kharif season. During this meeting, the minister discussed the ways to strengthen the supply chains, enhance the production capacity and to promote the timely distribution to support the farmers and to boost the agricultural productivity across the nation. He said that the government is committed to prioritizing the farmers' needs and the agriculture growth through the proactive planning and coordination. The Cabinet Secretariat categorically denied the circulation of the fake recruitment advertisement of 1736 post on the field assistant online. It said that the same reports indicate that the fake admit cards of the alleged written examination linked to the fraudulent recruitment are also being disseminated. The Secretariat clarified that no official notification for the recruitment of the field assistant has been issued. It advised that the public to exercise the caution and verify the recruitment based information only through the official channels of the Cabinet Secretariat of the Government of India. In IPL cricket, the Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated the Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 42 runs in Ekannas Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last evening. As it was chasing 232 runs for victory, the Royal Challengers Bengaluru were all out for 189 in 19.5 overs. Earlier put into bat, the Sunrisers Hyderabad posted a mammoth total of 231 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.